example is a great hybrid accent. The speaker talks about being born in Canada and moving around and living in various American states. I think what you hear predominantly is the Canadian, which is interesting because he left there when he was 4 years old. But there is a merger now going on between Canada and a more general American sound. So there is sort of fusion or confusion, perhaps, between identifying where the speaker comes from. Less Southern coming through than you might expect, but you do hear the roticity of both the Canadian and American accents in evidence.
Right, I'm Zachary Jost. I was originally born in Toronto, Canada. I moved from Canada when I was about four to the United States, and I lived in Nashville, Tennessee for about a year. And then from there, I moved to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and that was only for 6 months. After that, we moved to Dothan, Alabama, where we lived for almost 2 years, and then to San Antonio, Texas, for about 4 years. And then finally, after that, we moved to Phoenix, Arizona. So my accent, I consider it mostly Canadian with a whole bunch of different Southern influences. And then I also have my father's side comes from Geneva. So I have a little bit of, I'm told I have a little bit of French when I speak in my accent. So I'm sort of a very Americanized Canadian accent with a little bit of a French tinge. Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was the daughter of King Aedes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered the capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried unto her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aedes pursued Medea, and Jason gathered up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea covered up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she would no longer appear in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her child played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crowned about Galuk's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fairly fought. It is not what you think. It is not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, there's straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps. I don't care, but Creon is the king. And you rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment.